Praise the Lord. Dear friends, the Lord who is with us, who goes with us, walks with us, does not forget us. Today, we reflect on Isaiah 49:15, even if the mother forgets. Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. I will not forget you. We know the context of the prophecy. Israel was in exile, 587 BC. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, attacked Judah, destroyed Jerusalem, led thousands of Jews captives to the distant country of Babylon. There, the people thought they had lost everything, that God had abandoned them, that they were being punished not only for their sins, but also for the sins of their ancestors, the sins of the generations that had accumulated as a heavy burden on the entire nation, has been now punished by the Lord. That's how they experienced. They thought their life has come to an end. God has abandoned them. God has treated them according to the stipulations of the covenant. The covenant was made by cutting the animal in pieces, in two pieces, and walking through the midst of the pieces, showing or symbolizing what would happen if the covenant is broken. The one who breaks the covenant will be cut to pieces like this sacrificed animal. So they thought the covenant has taken effect. The people had been abandoned by God. They have nowhere to turn. Now lost forever, they thought, carrying the burden of the sins of the ancestors. It is to these people that the prophet Isaiah was sent. We call the second Isaiah, or the literal Isaiah, chapters 40 to 55. This is a prophet of consolation. God's mercy, God's compassion is without end, the prophet would tell us. So even if the mother forgets the child, God will not forget. That is the assurance the prophet is giving. That is an assurance for us also. In a situation where people feel guilty, feel abandoned, cursed, and punished by God, the prophet is telling God will not forget. Very often it happens that disaster strike us. Maybe sometimes it is illnesses. Generation after generation, the same type of illness somehow hits the family. Sometimes it can be disasters, accidents, heart attacks, or road accidents. It can be also failures in business. You lose your job, you lose your health. And then there are some preachers who come and say, well, this is not your fault, it is the fault of your parents. The guilt of your ancestors, your parents and forefathers have done grave sins, committed grave sins, and now the Lord is punishing you for that. When preachers proclaim such word, people are left without anywhere to turn. But the Lord tells us that He never forgets. He never abandons. It's not the guilt of the ancestors that weighed down on us. It may be our own sin, our own lack of trust in the Lord, lack of repentance. If we turn to God with a trusting heart, we'll experience His love and care. Even if a mother forgets the child, the Lord will not forget. God has sent His only Son, not to condemn us to death, not to destroy us in hell, but to give us life. Take heart, the Lord is with us. It's not the sins of the past that we should repent on. It's not our own sins, but more than repentance, turn to God with confidence. Confess our sins, but trust in His love. Once He has forgiven, He has also forgotten. He is not holding the sins of the past against us. The parents sins will not be counted against the sons. Why do you keep on telling the proverb, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and our teeth are set on edge? No, each one will be punished for his own sin, the prophet said. More than punishment, it is God's compassion that is being pronounced in the Bible. So to the people who were in exile, prophet Isaiah said, take heart, the Lord will never forgets you. The same thing is said to us. It's the book of the word of consolation, that is the word of God, the word that forgives, the word that promises that he is always with us, more than the mother. Amen.